This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:06 in the evening with Lynn, Ayman and Kelvin. And of course, live in the studio, producer Tasha Fusil is joining us to fill us in on all the updates from Parliament. Tasha, what do you want to highlight from today?
Okay, let's start with the first question that came from YB Maria Chin Abdullah. She's the MP for PJ. She asked about the effectiveness of our social protection system. So our Minister of Women, Family and Community Development, Datuk Sri Dr. Wan Aziza, admitted that the Department of Social Welfare is facing a real shortage of social workers.
Memang tepat sekali bahawa pada masa ini JKM tidak mempunyai kaki tangan pekerja sosial yang mencukupi. Berdasarkan kajian yang dibuat oleh Mampu yang bermula pada 26 November 2018 dan siap pada Jun tahun ini, nisbah pekerja sosial di JKM berbanding populasi penduduk Malaysia adalah 1 kepada 8,576 penduduk Malaysia. Nisbah memang ini besar jika kita bandingkan dengan negara-negara lain seperti 1 pekerja sosial kepada 490 rakyat di Amerika Syarikat, 1 kepada 1,040 di Australia, 1 kepada 3,025 di United Kingdom dan di jiran kita, Singapura, 1 kepada 3,448 orang. Jadi kita ni memanglah 1 sampai 8,578 ni memang kekurangan pekerja sosial. Ini ditambah lagi dengan kepelbagaian fungsi di luar skop kerja yang terpaksa dipikul oleh pegawai JKM menyebabkan berlaku ketidakcekapan dalam pengurusan perlindungan sosial.
And did Dr. Wan Aziza say how they're planning to tackle this situation?
She did. Some of the measures include establishing the Social Workers Profession Act, which will accord professional status to social workers. Another way they're looking to handle this is to increase collaboration with NGOs to ensure that there is, you know, the needs of target groups are being met.
And what else was interesting today?
So I wanted to bring up the second question that was asked today. That was pretty interesting. It was about the free breakfast program in schools, which will begin next year. Education Minister Dr. Mazli Malik said that there will be two mechanisms under this program. The first is a 30-minute full menu, which includes like cooked food and fruit. The second is a 10-minute grab and go mechanism, which is, you know, snacks and a nutritious beverage. He also said that teachers will be dining together with students under this program, and according to him, the program aims to inculcate positive values by having the students and teachers dine together regardless of race, religion and economic background.
Konsep program sarapan pagi ini bukan sekadar sarapan semata-mata. Bukan sekadar pemakanan semata-mata. Lebih daripada itu ialah konsep untuk makan sekali, harmony, mahabbah. Dan lebih penting daripada itu, konsep pendidikan di mana guru akan turut serta makan dengan anak-anak murid dan anak-anak murid akan dibimbing dengan tata cara adab makan, mereka bersihkan bersama dan juga recycling makanan yang telah yang ada berbaki. Dan lebih daripada itu, kita ingin supaya tanpa ada perbezaan agama, bangsa, kelas, ekonomi, anak-anak murid dapat makan bersama-sama dan saling bermesra. Terima kasih.
So, did other MPs comment on the program?
Yes, we've got the MP of Air Hitam, Datuk Sri Dr. Wee Kah Siong, giving his thoughts. He, of course, happens to be our former education minister. He says that, first of all, this balanced, nutritious program isn't a new thing. It's been in schools already. He also commented on the cost of this program, which will amount to anywhere between 800 million ringgit to 1.6 billion. So he says that while he agrees that we need to support needy students, extending this program could also be a waste of funds.
Bukan semua ibu bapa kata perlu. Kalau tak ada keperluan, membazir makanan untuk apa? Biarlah bagi pada mereka yang tak makan ataupun orang tua yang miskin, biar dia makan. Kan kita kata, oh, kita tak mampu bantu mereka untuk dapatkan subsidi petrol. Tapi tiba-tiba kita tambah macam tu. Bukan saya kata tak boleh. Melihat kemampuan kewangan kita.
That was Ai Itam MP, Datuk Sri Dr. Wee Ka Siong, weighing in on this idea of the universal free breakfasts in schools. Also not the first time he has made this exact argument in opposition to the program, but it's interesting to see that he has not budged. I was thinking that we just heard recently from YB Hannah Yeo during one of our events, Health and Living Junior, which was just this past weekend, and she spoke pretty eloquently about the need for more investment in children. Basically, I think maybe a little bit of a pre-budget call, a pre-budget wish on her part and her ministry. But she did talk about the importance of actually putting our money where our mouths are. And yes, that's right. And I do think that this is part of that, that it, yes, you should, you know, do it based on needs, but also shouldn't you be investing in kids and their health?
And shouldn't you also be looking at the programs that you were once in charge of that didn't necessarily succeed and had so many leakages and problems involved that they had to cancel it? There were no milk going to children. Where was the milk?
Yes. So I think we would like to hear from you. How do you feel about free breakfast? The last time we opened this up, lots of people were in favor of it. So I think the question really is, would you like to see more money being invested in terms of the budget for our young, for the kids? How would you like to see that happen? Call us with your ideas, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
So, Tasha, it wouldn't be Parliament without any drama, right? What's the drama today?
Okay, so today's drama was in reference to a video clip by Kini TV. It was the end of a joint press conference between Tun Dr. Mahathir and Pakatan Harapan leaders from a couple of days ago. In the video clip, you can see Dr. Sri Anwar Ibrahim joking with Defence Minister Mat Sabu about Tun Mahathir looking spirited and, you know, get-go-y on that day. Supporter of Tun Mahathir, Khairuddin Abu Hassan, criticised Anwar in a blog posting, saying that Anwar had said semangat barua instead of semangat marwa.
Okay.
Which, yeah, and barua translates to lackey, it seems. So Mat Sabu referred to this kerfuffle while he was answering a question in Parliament today, you know, which a lot of people responded to.
Program Semarak Rohani berkonsepkan rahmatan lil alamin merupakan program bersepadu yang dilaksanakan oleh KAGAT yang melibatkan aktiviti-aktiviti seperti solat berjemaah, kursus jenazah, kelas Al-Quran, program baca Al-Maksurat, program Qiyamul Lail, forum perdana lain-lain lagi. Supaya dia sebut tu betul. Kalau maruah, sebut maruah.
Tapi kami memang dah ada jawapan dah. Ada jawapan dah.
Sebut betul-betul.
Dia tunjuk pada PD ke?
Menteri, bagi tegang sikit Menteri.
Ni, Abang Mat.
Cakap biar terang.
Maruah ke baruah?
Sebut betul.
Maruah ke baruah?
Sebut sebutan dengan betul dengan huruf kalimah adat.
Itulah, maruah ke baruah?
Alright.
And did Anwar respond?
He did. When he was asked to clarify, he insisted that he said maruah and not baruah.
Maruah. Yang tu semua dia panggil politik bangang. Dengan yang nak terkenal. Jelas itu. Saya gurau dengan PM dengan Mat Sabu. Ini tu semangat maruah ni. Dia PM tengah.
That was Port Dickson MP Anwar Ibrahim really clarifying one consonant, the difference between maruah and baruah. And you know what? I'm just glad that that very insistent MP had an answer, because mm-hmm. that was just, how many times did we hear that person ask that question? Something like 8. So
he really wanted the joke to get across. You know?
Yeah. So let's just, good. I think we can kind of consider that closed. And then, of course, there's, you know, the big news today on Utusan seizing operations. Did the MPs comment on that?
Yes, UMNO Secretary General Tan Sri Anwar Musa had a couple of things to say. He says that UMNO can't interfere to help Utusan because the party now only holds like a small number of shares in the paper. He also talked about how he felt about the news.
Secara pribadi, tentulah kalau utusan penerbitan akhbar utusan itu diberhentikan, dia ada sesuatu yang agak ngalang kerana utusan ini dia wujudnya sebelum merdeka lagi, dan dia ada satu daripada media bersama dengan beberapa akhbar lain yang memainkan peranan termasuk dalam gerakan membangkitkan nasionalisme dan juga menuntut kemerdekaan. Jadi sejarahnya lama, tapi kita tidak boleh bernostalgia atas sejarah dalam perniagaan, ya? Dia harus buat business decision. Dan kita kena respect kalau pemegang saham dan ahli lembaga buat satu keputusan, kita harus respect itu sebagai keputusan mereka. So ada dua isu, satu sentimen, satu lagi realiti perniagaan.
On the other hand, and you would have heard this in our news bulletin, our Human Resources Minister M. Kulasegaran urged the utusan owners to reconsider their decision.
Saya baru dibaca melalui online news, so I have to get proper feedback from the Utusan Malaysia and from my department. But I can just tell that if it is true what has happened, I would ask them, ask the employers to reconsider, as Utusan has been in the business for far long time, and see whether others or others can rehabilitate the company. That's number one. Number two, if the workers are retrenched and under the law, they can always make representation to the SIP, System Insurance Pekerjaan, where for 6 months there'll be some payment of salary starting from 80% the first month, and during that process SIP will look for alternative employment for them, get employers to interview these people, and also those who are willing, they'll be sent for skilling, reskilling and upskilling. All will be borne by SIP. And on top of it, we will also do a CV of world class to give it to them, to get most of the time, 80-90% of the people get alternative jobs. So we are ready in the event that happens. I hope it doesn't happen. I hope Utusan Malaysia management will consider, or maybe there may be some other buyers will take over.
So that was our Human Resources Minister M. Kulasegaran commenting on the issue of the closure of Utusan. And you know what? We are doing this new thing. You might have heard it yesterday. It's called Meet an MP. So it's our brand new segment where we kind of take you around the inside of Parliament and meet an MP, just find out what they thought of today's proceedings, what their constituents are asking about, just all that sort of general stuff. Hopefully we get to hear some interesting stories. Tasha, who are we meeting today?
Our MP for today is YB Wong Shu Chi. She's the MP for Kluang. Here's what she's focusing on at the moment for her constituency.
Currently, I think the priority for Kluang is to repair and to maximise the utilisation of our abandoned building. We have quite a number of well-built public buildings, but some of them are not fully utilised at all. I think it's a waste of money of our taxpayers, so we need to fully utilise them and repair and upgrade and make it the best useful public amenity for our constituents.
That was YB Wong Shu Chi giving us some insight into what's going on in the constituency of Kluang. Tasha, thank you very much for that update from Parliament.
Pleasure.
If you would like to weigh in on just anything, whether or not perhaps this focus of one consonant, the difference between an M and a B, whether that's worth questioning, the idea of free breakfasts, and also where else you would like to see our budget go in terms of investing for kids, you can call us and let us know. 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9. We heard earlier during Popit Popit Parliament about a renewed focus on free breakfast in schools for kids, and I think a number of really lovely ideas coming out of it, with our Education Minister Dr. Mazli Malik talking about having teachers sit down as well, mm-hmm. hoping that this is going to go so far as to instill harmony. I really like the fact that there's going to be two options as well, the cooked option and
the grab and go.
The grab and mm-hmm. go. And in line with that, we've been asking you not necessarily what you think about the free breakfast, although if you have thoughts, do send them through, but also whether we should view this as an investment, right, in our kids who are our future. Where else would you like to see that money go? You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Our first message comes from Brian, and it says, totally support Dr. Mazli. It's an awesome move for the country to give kids healthy meals.
Yeah, exactly. And regardless of their economic background or race or religion or whatever, because as you said, Lynn, investment in children is very important. And it is important for us to give everyone an equal standing in schools, because it's not necessarily the case that well-off kids are having breakfast or
precisely
less well-off kids are not having breakfast. So like, by providing everyone free breakfast, everyone will benefit from it.
That, and also you can control the nutrition a little bit better.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what what kids are eating for breakfast. You know, it's like if you have a nutritionist looking at what they're actually serving, then, you know, you're kind of, it's a bit of a leg up already. On that note, Madiha says, quoting YB Hanayo from the BFM Health and Living Junior event on the school meal programs, you don't want there to be discrimination to have the children eating this at school and thinking, oh, I'm eating this because I'm poor.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, equal standing for everyone.
Having said that, though, the last time we spoke about this, I remember people writing in to say, you know what, if I didn't have breakfast, I wouldn't be looking at the other kids and thinking, oh, they must be poor. I would be wondering, why can't I have free food? So the point is, equality for all, just easier. You do away with difficult questions. And then we also have this from Cheryl, who says, since the education minister is following the Finnish education system, I want the government to use the same allocation as Finland for education. And that is for Budget 2020, which we're going to be covering on Friday.
Yeah, well, I think there is some value in looking at what Finland is doing. But I think we have to understand the context that currently exists, right? I think if anything, they have had so many trial and error and so much time to experiment. And the thing that they work with, the thing that they do is the fact that they constantly are working on updating their education policy. So perhaps what we can learn from them is learning how to be as agile as them, but they have the advantage of being both smaller and a richer country.
Yeah. Pretty big advantage, I think, when you're talking about budget. Maggie, meanwhile, says, I would like to call Malaysians' attention to an interview by Astro with Mr. Wee Ka-seong just after GE14, something about how he starts his day. Compared to Dr. Wee's breakfast, which he had with the interviewer, I really can't see the reason for his continued protest over the free breakfast for school kids, which would be comparatively modest. At the risk of sounding rude, I think Dr. Wee should make less noise and do more to help Malaysians solve this problem. So, Maggie, thank you very much for that. And again, keep those thoughts coming. Do you support free breakfast? And more importantly, how else would you like to see the budget allocation for kids? Do you think we should be doing more to invest in our young? Call us at 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.